You're holding daf hey. Just start just list gemara again. So daf dalan on the base again. Again, ha yomavui, ha yegvoya. The Mishnah says if the mavui, if the pesach was higher than 20 amos, so din is yomayit. You have to make it less than 20 amos. So that's the gemara. You make it smaller, how much do you have to lower it? So the Gemara, how much you need? Okay, so we're talking about where the Kerah is more than 20 yamas high. So if you want to make it smaller, you have to bring it down so it should not be 20 yamas to halal between the floor and the top. Ella roch boy the Kamana. The Shaila is, here we're talking about not that you're bringing the Kerah downwards, but you're lifting up the floor. On the bottom, you're putting wood on the floor to make it a little bit higher, so that there shouldn't be a space between the beginning of the wood and the kira 20 amos. So now, how much inside the mavi do you have to put the boards? Like I said again, in picture 24, on page 4, picture 24, on the bottom of the floor, how much wood do you have to put inside on the floor to mamayit halal? It shouldn't be 20 amos high. El roch by bekama. How much inwards into the mavi do you have to make it high on the floor? Rabbi Yosef Omar Tefach. Just one tefach on the floor. You have to raise the floor one tefach inwards to the mavi. That's enough. Abaye Omar Arbo. No, it has to go in four tefachim. Four tefachim of the floor inside the mavi has to be raised. That from the floor until the kira, there'll be less than 20 amos. It's not enough just one tefach. You have to have four tefachim. So, what's the machlekes? Lema b'holka miflagi. L'demand diyom ha-tefach, the one that says you have to have a tefach, kisovar mute lishtamash tachas ha-koira. You're allowed to be mishtamash, you're allowed to carry underneath the koira. Now the koira of the mavui, the koira, the piece of wood on top that goes along the entrance, is a tefach wide. That's the loch. It has to at least be a tefach on top. So it's a shayla, you're allowed to carry underneath the koira. If you hold your ladder carry under the koira, that means you're allowed to carry mamash to the end tip of the koira. So since underneath the koira you could walk, you could be metaltum, therefore if you're standing on the bottom tefach, you'll look up and you'll see the koira. Because since you're allowed to be metaltum there, so you could stand mamash on the bottom tefach and look up and see the koira. So the mutl is damash tachas koira. Therefore, just one tefach on the floor is enough. Mashen kin man di yom abo. The one that says it has to be four tefachim in, why four tefachim? Kisovar osir lishtamash tachas ha-koira. When you have the koira going on top, underneath the koira itself, you're not allowed to be metaltum. Like Rashi says, because we say the chidoi ha-pnimi is like yurik v'soysum, like the inside of the koira. This here's the width of the koira, this is the inside of the movi, this here's the entrance. So this side like goes down and makes it look like a mechitza here. So therefore you can only carry up until the beginning of the kira. But underneath the kira you're not allowed to be metaltum. So if you're only going to have one tefach on the floor raised, the first tefach, you're not allowed to be metaltum there anyway. Because the first tefach is right underneath the kira, and underneath the kira you can't be metaltum. Where can you be metaltum? Further in the movi. So if you're standing further in the mavi, there you're down on the floor. There's no boards lifting you up. So down there, the kira is more than 20 amas high. So the vaita, there won't be a heker. Elamai, what do you have to do? You have to make sure when you go inside the mavi, the floor is raised even more than a tefach inside. So Rashi says, once you have to be more than a tefach inside, that's the svar you have to have a mokam choshev ready, the mail of the next year of dalot tefachim. But really, it would be enough if it's two tefachim inside. Because once it's two tefachim inside, the second tefach, you're allowed to be metal to walk there. Once you could walk on that stoop, like on those wood, so now when you look up, you're less than 20 yamas off the kira, so you'll be able to see the kira. Just halacha is, once you have to have it more than a tefach, the next year always is dalet tefachim. Rashi says, Tavashiman di yom ha-bok, sova, osu lishtamish tachas ha-kira. We look as it to be from the inside of the movi, the first point of the kira. That's what like what comes down. For roichav hakira, even though the kira itself is a tefach, like 4 inches wide, have a chusla stima. Those 4 inches are like sitting outside the stima, outside the movi. Ule mishtamshim b'movi. So mainly the people that are mishtamish inside the movi, that could carry inside the movi, ain lem heker b'kira. They can't see the kira. Because they're not standing on this platform, they're not standing on the bottom wood. The bottom wood is only a tefach. They're standing inside the Mavi. So if they're standing on the floor of the Mavi, the Kur is more than 20 Yamas high. Hilkach, therefore, Sorech Sheyim Shech L'Teich HaMavi. You have to make sure this floor that you're raising on the bottom has to go inside the Mavi. Sheteh HaKur in the Keres L'Him. Enough inside that people will walk on that floor, and when they walk there, they'll be able to see the Kur. Kish Yishamish B'Yosei Goyva. Now, V'Chivon, the Afikti Metachas HaKur. Once we say it's not enough just a Tefach to shear underneath the Kurim, Sorech Shei Mokim HaNikah V'Choshev. Once it's more than a tefach, you have to have a chosh of a shear, which is usually dalet tvachim. Therefore, this man liyama, Abaye says you have to have arba four tvachim. That's what we could say. So the Gemara, loy, I'll tell you no. The kule yalma kasavri mute lishtamish tachas a kaira. And that's the halacha. Everybody holds your ladder carry underneath the kaira. Because the pshat is, we say the chudi hachitzoin, all the way the outside point of the kaira, that's what goes down. So you're allowed to carry underneath the Kaira. If you could carry underneath the Kaira, why does Abaye say it has to be four tefachim long? The Kaira should be enough just half a tefach. He's the first man, the Yama, Rav Yosef holds the svar of a Kaira, istam heker digadim. Some, it has to be something there different that people will know this is not a Rishus Rabin, and they won't come to carry in the Rishus Rabin. So as long as you have a heker, it's enough. Oma Sobar Abaye that says it has to be Dalat Tvachim holds a Taya Kurim Mishum Mechitza. The locha that a Kur is matter is not yet like we say P Tikri Yorib Vesoysim. We say like the corner, the end of the Kur on top comes down. Like the Chudi HaChitzoin, the end of the Kur, that thing comes down and is Soysim. It blinds like you have a Mechitza coming down. Now the locha of a Mechitza Alamol is a Mechitza has to be matter and mokum of at least Dalat Tvachim. If the inside makam is less than dalat tefachim, the mechitza is not called a mechitza. The mashal to make a reshus hayochid, the smallest reshus hayochid you could have is dalat tefachim by dalat tefachim. Because if the inside space is less than dalat tefachim, it's never called a mechitza. That's halach in mechitza. Mechitza has to be matzer a makam of at least dalat tefachim. So if you can tell me now, the halacha when a kera comes down, a kera has a shame mechitza to it, it goes out to mechitza, so the mechitza has to be matzer at least dalat tefachim. If the floor is not elevated, four tefachim inside, this is not called a mechitza. Because, like Rashi says, the kura only helps within 20 amas. When it's more than 20 amas, you can't say yorid v'soysim. If it's more than 20 amas high, it's not called a pesach, you can't say yorid v'soysim. So if on the floor, if only one tefach is elevated, so true, the kura will come down, and for one tefach, it'll be within 20 amas. But the second tefach inside, since for that it's more than 20 yamasai, it can't have a shem mechitza for that. And the halacha is a mechitza is not called a mechitza unless there's at least dalat tefachim inside that's being hutter because of the mechitza. Therefore, on the floor, you have to elevate the floor dalat tefachim inside the movi. So today, when this kura comes down now, I'll call upon him, it's matter dalat tefachim into the movi. That's pshat in Abaye. See Rashi? Loi the kuliyama muter uvapligi masava kurish tiktacham lamavi mishum heker biyama stam who tleleis lemishur rishus rabin. People shouldn't come to carry rishus rabin. Varei yesh kan heker bichni sasa kishem stam shetachas a kira. Since we're going now lalocha, you're allowed to carry underneath the kira. So somebody stands underneath the kira on that first tefach that's elevated, he could see the kira on top. So it's called a heker. Now what's trying Abaye? Abaye holds a man, the Yomar boy, you need dalat tefachim. Ksova, kaira hamateres, b'movi time, mishum mechitza. The Armenian chud, the hachitza, and yorid v'soysim. We look as if the end point of the kaira comes down. The Yomru, rabbona now, the bitfei, meyesim, li Armenian yorid v'soysim. Anything that's more than 20 yamas high, you don't say yorid v'soysim. Because it's not called a pesach, you can't come down. The chivon, the lay heavy now, miyit, dalit. Heavy mechitza, ha'asuya, lepochus, mi dalit. If you tell me on the floor it's not elevated, dalat tefachim, so how much is elevated? Only one tefach. So this mechitza only comes down for one tefach. That's not called a mechitza. It lies the mechitza suya lepachas midalit. The kaimelon b'chol ducht in the whole parak will see, homosechta, the mechitza, she'en ruya ledalit. Any mechitza that can't help for a place of at least dalat tefachim, lav mechitza. It's not called a mechitza. The ein reshus sayochid pachim midalat tefachim. Rishus Sayochid is never called less than dalat tefachim. The afal pi shemukav mechitza shel esrim tefachim. Even though the afal pi shemukav mechitza shel asar tefachim, Yeah, still it doesn't help. That's the klal. There has to be always a mokum of dalat chokim that has something to do with this mechitza. So, you know, that's a bias svarim. That this kairah, since it's above 20 yamas, so it only have a mechitza, something that's in 20 yamas. So you have to elevate in the mavui at least dalat chokim, that now it's called the kairah comes down, it's a mechitza for the first dalat chokim into the mavui. That gives it a shame mechitza. Then a kairah can help. That's pshat nabaya. So the Gemara noch asvara. The boy is saying another teretz says no. The kula yalma kura mishum heker. That's where we hold la locha. Kura is not the pshat that blives like a mechitza, and we have to say like yored v'soysim. Stam it's asvara biyalma heker biyalma. The rabbanim were mati you to carry in a movi. If you have a kura, abi you could see it. Abi it's within 20 yamas that you could see it. It's called the heker. Or b'zoyit shver. What's a bayis svara then? Or b'zoyit, since we hold, you allow to be metaltal underneath the kura. So churv, just the first tefach is elevated, since you can metaltal underneath the kura, and by standing under the kura, you see the kura. So why does a bayis say it has to go in for tefachim? For hocha beheker shomata, or beheker shomala kamiflagi. That's the machlokes. T'masov amrinon heker shomata keheker shomala. That's a poshut svara. Just like on top, the kura that's the heker, how wide does it have to be? Only one tefach. And who are then on the floor, when you want to elevate the floor, to make it that you're less than 20 tefachim, it's enough just a tefach. That's the svar pshuta. So the chiddush is abai, umas sava no. Umas sava lo yamrinon heker shomato, keker shomalo. For some svar, I don't know, klo, but for some reason you don't say the heker on the floor is the same heker of the kura on top. Hey, the heker on top, the kura itself, is enough just to be wide, one tefach. But once the kura really is more than 20 amas high, and now you have to elevate the floor, so that by you standing on the floor, you'll see the kura within 20 amas, here tank it has to be dalat tefachim in. That's a svar and heker. Well, I'm not sure why, but if I say on the floor, by holds the heker has to be a big heker. You have to have a bigger makom to sit there, to be makir the floor. To be makir, that by standing on the floor, you could see the kura on top. By the boy you say another svar is the kula yalma amrin and everybody holds heker shelmata keheker shemal. Yeah, avada that was a shvera svar we just said. Avada alocha is like this is more mistavrim that just like on top the kura all it has to be is just a tefach wide. Who are then on the bottom? If you want to elevate the floor on the bottom to make it that by standing on this bottom tefach you see the kura, avada it's enough one tefach on the floor. So really the svar should be like Rabbi Yosef. Abi, one tefach of the floor is elevated, that by standing on that tefach you see the kaira, havada that should be mutter. Now what's Abai svara? For hocha b'gzeira shemeyivches kemiflagi. Abai holds the gzeira, that since on the floor, the entrance to the mavi, everybody steps on it. That's the entrance to the mavi. So it's very shchiach that one tefach, you elevated one tefach. You put a nice thick board at the beginning of the mavi. It's very shchiach when everybody's going to keep on walking in and walking out, eventually it's going to rot away or be knocked out that board. And you won't have a tefach on the floor anymore. And then the mavi will be puzzled. So Melabayim makes it zero, always make sure on the floor it's elevated a good, again, the sort like before, it has to be elevated more than a tefach. Today that even though something is nifchas, it'll still be left over with a tefach. Now, what do you have to have four tefachim for? That's Rashi's svar before. Once you need more than a tefach, the next shear the Rabbanon always gave was dalat tefachim. Once a tefach is not enough, then you have to have a makom choshev of dalat tefachim. So that's a bayis svara. It's a gzeira that even though really a tefach on the floor would be enough, because by standing on that tefach, you'll see the kairam, but we're afraid the bottom tefach will be yifchas. Will get right out of the way or get kicked away from the movement of the movement of walking over it and it'll be puzzled. So therefore, Metchila start out with Dalat Tefachim, that's not Shchiach, that from Dalat Tefachim, you should remind so much to come less than a tefach and you shouldn't realize it. The pshat is if you start out with Dalat Tefachim, so even if it starts to get a little bit small, when it gets to one tefach, everybody will notice it got so small and the Vada will be mistaken it before it becomes puzzle lagami. Right. So Marahoya Pochos Miasorat Tefachim. This is another locha. Hey, so far we're talking about how high, what's the highest height you can have of the movi. It can't be more than 20 amas high. There's another shear of how small it can be. It has to at least be 10 tefachim high. Anything less than 10 tefachim high is not called reshus. Like you always say, reshus hayochid or mechitza has to at least be 10 tefachim high. Less than 10 tefachim high doesn't have a shame reshus. So now, if the movi, the entrance to the movi, the first side of the movi, is less than 10 tefachim, it's no good. Yeah. This is picture number 25, right on page 4. Picture number 25. That at the beginning of the entrance to the Mavi, really the floor is less than 10 tefachim to the top of the Mavi, top of the Kerem. So the Eitzer is you have to dig on the bottom of the floor, that's called Chokak. You have to hollow out on the floor to make it. They're now standing in the hollowed part in the floor until the Kerem on top, there's 10 tefachim. Like you notice, further in the Mavi, it's tak only 9 tefachim to the top of the wall. But at the beginning of the entrance, you are Chokak. You hollow out, you dig down in the ground to make it another tefach to the floor. That now from the bottom of the floor until the top of the Kerem, it's 10 tefachim. So that's Gemara. If the entrance was less than 10 tefachim, so the Eitzer is start hollowing out on the floor, like dig a hole there, to make it that if you stand inside the hole, to the top will be 10 tefachim, is Le'asorah. For the Gemara, Kama Choykik, how deep down do you have to make the hole? For the Gemara, what do you mean? Kama Choykik, Kama the Tzorach Le'ah, it depends how much you need. The Lachar is it has to be 10 tefachim. So if the Kerem is only 8 tefachim above, you have to dig down 2 tefachim. If the Kerem is 9 tefachim above, you have to dig down 1 tefach. Hey, Chita, you have to dig down to a kedai that there should be 10 tefachim at the beginning of the entrance. Ella, the question is again, Moshchoi Bekama. Hey, that's Chita. Let's say the Kerem is 9 tefachim above, so you have to dig down now 1 tefach along the whole width of the entrance. But the question is again, how much inside the Mavi do you have to make the hole? How far inside the Mavi? The Oirach of the Mavi, that's called Moshko, of the Oirach of the Mavi, how long does the hole have to be to make it that there's 10 tefachim inside the Mavi? That's the Shaila. Reb Yosef from Bedalit. Even though before Reb Yosef said it's enough one tefach, here he's asking you have to have Dalit tefachim. Dalit tefachim inside the Mavi has to be hollowed out that the first Dalit tefachim is 10 tefachim off. That the wall is 10 tefachim high. Abaye Rama b'yarbamis. Here, no, before Abaye said dalat tefachim, here he needs a bigger shear. Here you need a shear of arbamis, 4 amis. It has to go inside the Mavi 4 amis long. For the Gemara, what's the machlekes? Lema, let's say, bid the Rav Ami v'Rav Asi k'miflegi. It's a machlekes with Rav Ami and Rav Asi is a machlekes. The Yitma, we learned. Mavui shenifrat mitzidoi. This is picture number 26. A mavoi that on the side of the wall there was a pirtza. Like you had a nice wall, and in the middle of the wall there became a pirtza, became a hole. Even though it's it's less than 10 amas, it's still called the pesach, and the mavoi is still mutter to carry inside. If the pirtza, the hole, is more than 10 amas, then it's called the pirtza, you're not allowed to carry inside. Mavoi shenifretz mitzidoi. Depends. Kalpe roishoi. Near the entrance, near the front part of the entrance. Is itma mishmed ravami ravasi im yeshom pas dalit? If before the breakthrough, the part of the wall that's still standing there near the entrance, if that's dalit tefachim long, im yeshom pas dalit mate bepirtza adesser, then we say even though you have a hole after that 10 amos long, still it's called a pesach and everything is okay as long as at the beginning you have dalit tefachim here, that's enough. Mashenken vim lav. Let's say at the entrance here, the top piece of wall that's still standing is less than dalat tefachim standing, then the pirtz is no good. The imlav, pochus mishloi shomatir. If the hole is less than gimel tefachim, then it's okay, we say love it. The imlav, pochus mishloi shomatir. Avishloi shainamatir. But once the hole is more than 3 tefachim, then it's no good. That's on page number 5, picture 27. Hey, so if the hole, even though it's a smaller hole, but since the wall left over on the top is less than dalat tefachim, we'll soon see the hezber. If it's less than dalat tefachim, then the hole, the breakthrough, has to be less than gimel tefachim. Then you say lovud is considered attached, like there's no hole. But once the hole is more than 3 tefachim, it's called the breakthrough. That's mevatel the movi. Yeah. Now let's see Rashi what the hezber is. Rashi mov. Shenifrats mitzido yechud min aksolim shebitzad orkoi kal peroishri somach lekoire menulufnin im yeshem pas dalid im nishta yer min akoisel oi osa pas dalid b'mokam arpirta somach lekoire. If there are dalid tefachim left over from that wall before the hole, the breakthrough is mati pirta af agav shenishta yeshom adayin pirta adeser, even though the hole, the breakthrough in the wall is mamish 10 amis, still is kosher. The chiv on the yesh hechsher oirich movi min akor rada pirtza. If you have dalat tefachim, now the kira is at the end of the wall. Now how long are the wall is still standing before the breakthrough? It has to be dalat tefachim. If Dalat Chochem is still standing, that's enough of a shear to be matir a movi. He holds that if a movi is long Dalat Chochem, it can have a shame movi. So since the orach of this wall standing of Dalat Chochem, this kura has a shame kura, it's matir a kopon in the small part of the movi at the beginning of Dalat Chochem. Is melo loy boto loy teres pesach mikamoi. The first entrance, the entrance to the movi, still has a shame pesach to it. Of the nosoi koi, still standing. The kairosoi matirosoi. Melo the kaira on the front entrance is still matir this movi, because the front part has a shame movi to it. Melo pirtsosoi materis. Who are there now? The breakthrough on the side of the wall, even though it's 10 amis wide, that breakthrough, still it's mutter. Why kivon the lav? Yoisim Yeser, since a breakthrough is not more than 10 amas wide, Toiras Pesach Olei, that's what you certainly had in the first Mishnah, that a Shem Pesach could be as long as it's not more than 10 amas wide. Up until 10 amas, it's still called the Pesach. Now, Umovoi Eina Nifso B'Psachim Harbi, even if you have a lot of Psachim, a lot of entrances to the Movi, it still has a Shem Movi. It's not Movat, the Shem Movi. And if I say Inami Shavki B'nei Movi, even if the B'nei Movi will leave over the first entrance, the beginning of the entrance. Pischa kama. V'nofku v'yalu b'hu pirtza. Mishum derech kitzoro. And maybe they'll leave over the first entrance and they'll start to go into the movi through the crack through now. Like it's a shorter entrance. You're coming along the street and you want to come inside. Instead of going all the way around to the first entrance, go straight into the hole. So even if people leave the first Pesach and go into the new hole right now, still, yihilem afiluachi le'botla teres Pesach. Still, the first entrance is still called the Pesach. The Kerem and Arishin. Why? Mishum Deve Pesach LeDalid HaSmuchim Loi. Because I call upon them, the first wall that's still standing is Dalet Tzfachim. So, Mele, it's called the Movi, the first part of the wall. Hoyo B'Dalet Erech Ruyim LeKerem, the Yeshbem Hechsha Movi. So, the Kitzur, what he's saying is that a Movi, even though it's only Dalet Tzfachim long, could have a Shem Movi. So, Mele, like this picture, even though the hole is 10 Amis, but as long as the first part of the wall is still Dalat Tzfachim, so male, the Kura that's on top of this wall is called the good Kura, because it's called it's Bimater, this wall, this part of the Movi, that's Dalat Tzfachim, that's enough a Shem Movi. Thus, this is Rav Asi Salocha. Yitna Mishmed Rav Ami Rav Asi again? Yeah, that's Mutter. Vayti Rashi, V'yim Lav, let's say the ain Shem Pas Dalat. That's the second picture, where the wall left over is smaller than Dalat Tzfachim. Then Fakert, Pachus Megimel, if the hole, the crack through, is less than Gimel, Imapirza Pachus Megimel, Matir Tikkun HaMovi, Esamovi, Shrei Kalovid Domi. Anything less than Gimel Tzfachim is considered closed up, you say Lovid. V'yen Kam Pirza, there's no Pirza at all. Now, V'yemapirza Gimel, let's say the Pirza of the hole is more than 3 Tzfachim wide, Einai Matir. Now this curve doesn't open anymore. Why not? The chiv on the matina b'nei movi the luchon umekatzun es darkon derechoyse pirza. Since it's much easier now to get into the movi through this side hole when you're walking down the street, why do you have to go all the way around? It's kedai walk down the street and come right into the hole. So people use this hole now; they'll stop using the first entrance. The chayshina dilma shavki pischa rabba. They'll leave over the first entrance. The yai of anafki bu pirza. They'll only use the new entrance. Obotolei Pischa Kamo, you'll lose the Shem Pesach by the first one. Obotle Kura today. The male of the Kura that's on top of the first entrance is puzzled. The Yen Kura la Movi Zed, there's no Kura for this Movi. By the time of Parsha Kamo Pirkin, hey, since the first wall is less than Dalat Tzfachim, so this Mokum is not enough to give it a Shem Movi. The rest of the Movi doesn't use that first entrance. The rest of the Movi now uses the new entrance. So the new entrance, that's the entrance to this Movi. I, the first entrance, that's only good for the first part of the Movi. Now, since it's less than Dalat Tzfachim, that's not called a Movi, the din is the curry is bottle. But I call upon the Mekitzah, the Chiddush is, how long does a Movi have to be? Only Dalat Tzfachim. Once it's Dalat Tzfachim, it's called a Movi. That's the Chiddush. So the Gemara is the Rabbi Yosef that says here in our Halacha, again, where the kara is less than dalat than yutfachim off the ground. It's a very small entrance. So the halacha is you have to hollow out on the floor a hole to make it that there's yutfachim. Now we're saying how far in the movi do you have to hollow out the hole? So Rabbi Yosef said only dalat tzfachim. It's very good because Rabbi Yosef holds isled ravami. They hold like ravami that what's the hechsher of a movi? What's the smallest length you need to make a movi into movi? Dalat tzfachim. So as long as you're hollowed out at the beginning and entrance, the whole of Dalat Fochin, it's called you have a sheer Mavi. So Mele, the Kerr on top is Mata, this part of the Mavi. Once it's Mata, this part of the Mavi, but Mele, it's Mata, the rest of the Mavi. So Zai Halk Rav Yosef. And I'll tell you, Labaya, let's let Rav Ami. And Abaya that says you have to hollow out at the beginning, Dalat Amas, he dings the Chan Rav Ami. He'll hold what's the smallest shear, the smallest shear of a Mavi that has to at least be Dalat Amas long. If it's less than Dalat Amas long, it's not called a Mavi. That's why Abaya holds that Metchila, how much do you have to hollow out at the beginning of the entrance? Dalat Amas in. Because if you don't have Dalat Amas in, the Kura is not going to be Matir, a Mavi. Because the Mavi is only as long as it's in, 2-3 Amas, that's not called a Mavi according to Abaya. Abaya holds a Mavi has to at least be Dalat Amas inwards. So the kids, so that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. What's the shear of how long a Mavi has to be? That's what we want to say. So Mel Abaya will ding Zachan Rav Ami. Because according to Abaya, even if you have this first path, this first wall, is Dalat Fochim, so what? Dalat Tfochim is not a sheer Mavi according to Abaya. So according to Abaya, the loch would have to be, you have to have at least Dalat Amis first left over of the wall. If you have Dalat Amis left over of the wall, then if there's a appearance of Yud Amis, it's still called a kosher. Because you still have a sheer Mavi left over. But the Chur, according to Abaya, you have to have Dalat Amis to give it a shame sheer Mavi. That's the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara name. Labaya lesser the Vamis. That's Rabaya name. Omalach Abaya. No, I'll tell you, I also hold like a Vamis Chiddish. Hosom Soif Movi. Hochot Chilis Movi. Because when does Abaya say you have to have Dalat Amis? That's when Metchila you're making up a Movi. You never had a Movi here yet. Because the walls of the Mavi we're talking about was only 9 Tfachim high. 9 Tfachim high is not called a Mechitza. So you want to first go to make the Mavi Metchila. To make the Mavi Metchila, it has to be Dalat Amas long. So when you want to hollow out on the floor to give it a shame, you Tfachim, you have to hollow out Dalat Amas inside the Mavi. That's Metchila to give it a shame Mavi. Rav Ami's Chiddush is, there is talking about Metchila, you had a Kosher Mavi. You had a nice long wall, it was almost 100 Amas long, 100% Mavi. So Metchila, when you put the Kerr on top of the Mavi, everything was kosher. Now what happened now? Later on, a Pirtza happened in the wall. So if a Pirtza came later, then Abaya is also Maida. That as long as at the beginning of the wall, there's Dalat Tfachim left over, it's not Mavato the Shem Mavi. The Shem Mavi still retains, still stays. There's the Chilik. If you want to make it Metchila to give it a Shem Mavi, you have to have Dalat Amas Metchila to start out. But here, Metchila, you have Dalat Amas. No, later on you have a hole on the side of the wall, so then we say as long as from the wall, the beginning of the wall, there are Dalat Tfachim left over, that's enough to retain its Shem Mavi. Those are Abaya. So Abaya is not Mechuluk on Rav Ami. Mavi Hocha Tchilas Mavi. Iyika Arba Amois In. To make up a Mavi Metchila, if there are Dalat Amas inside, that's called a Mavi. Eloi loi, does halt Abaya. So the kids say, this is the Machlokes Abaya and Rabbi Yosef. What's the shear? How long does a Mavi have to be Metchila to give it a Shem Mavi? Abaya holds it has to be Dalat Amas long, at least. And according to Rabbi Yosef, it's enough to be Dalat Tfachim. Now Abaya will bring Raya to his word. How does Abaya know it has to be Dalat Amas long to give it a Shem Mavi? Omer Abaya, Mino Aminullah. How do I know my Yisrael that it has to be at least Dalat Amas? The Tanya, we learned. Ein Mavi Niter Belechi V'Koira. When were the Rabbanan Mekel on a Mavi? Again, a Mavi is like the first picture in the page number one. We have a three walls around, the houses all around, and inside the fourth side is open. So it's only us to carry them with the Rabbanan, with three walls. So the Rabbanan will make on the fourth wall, if you have a Koira, a beam going across on top, or else a Lechi going down the side, it's Mutter. When did the Rabbanan give this heter? Ein movi nitav lecha v'koira ad sheyiyu batim v'chatzeroys psuchel metoichi. We had this Gemara on Shabbos, that you have to have at least two chatzerim opening up into the movi, and into each chatzer you have to have two houses opening up into each chatzer. That's called a movi. A movi means two houses opening up into one chatzer, and then another chatzer opening up into the movi with another two houses. That's the least amount you have to make up a movi. Mamish like page of picture number one here. You have two houses opening up into the chatzar on the right side, and two houses opening up into the chatzar on the left side, and both chatzar are opening up into the movi. That's the least amount you have to make up a movi. Here, picture number one. Yeah. Now, that's halacha. Less than this can't have a heter of a movi. Less than this has different halachas. Now the kasha is the bedalid. If you, Rabbi Yosef, is right that all the mavi has to be long as just dalat tochim, as long as the mavi is dalat tochim long, you can have a heter of a mavi. For the Gemara, heichim ishkachas lo. How could you have that two chatzerim, two doors, are opening up into the mavi if the whole mavi is only dalat tochim long? How can it open up? It can't.